Welcome to the module where we talk about some of the mindsets that you are going to need to be successful on Medium. And these are mindsets that are actually going to help you be successful as a writer in general. Before we dive into the actual writing, before we dive into how to create compelling content, how to be persuasive, how to write words that people want to read, I want to first give this psychological layer an understanding of the mindsets that you are going to need, not to only be successful on Medium, but to be successful as a writer in general. And these kind of psychological issues more often trip people up than the actual writing part itself. So the first lesson we're going to talk about today is write to learn, not for money. Write to learn, not for money. You can make money on Medium. I earn a six-figure living writing on Medium.com. But I never would have made that income if I went into writing to make money. I never would have made a six-figure income if I started writing with the intention of making money. I'm really glad that the Medium Partner Program exists. I'm glad that there is a platform out there that allows writers to get paid directly for their words. That being said, I worry about the people who join Medium now because they are instantly going to have access to the ability to make money with their writing, and that can cause some psychological damage. When I first started writing on Medium, the Medium Partner Program did not exist. And I had also been writing prior to the existence of Medium, period. So what I was primarily doing was writing posts on my blog, I was writing guest posts, and I was finding different avenues to publish my work so that I could build up my email list. And at the time, I was primarily just writing, and I was building up my email list, didn't really know a ton what to do with it. I had a couple of books out that I was working on, so I had a little bit of money trickling in, but it was still primarily me writing to become a better writer. It was me writing to learn how to understand and build an audience first. So when this opportunity to write on Medium came around, I started writing on Medium, and I did it to build my email list. Then this thing called the Medium Partner Program came out. And at first, I didn't really think much of it. I didn't understand how powerful the Medium Partner Program could be, but I decided to give it a shot. And so I took some old articles that I had, and I published them, republished them onto Medium through their partner program. They made a nice little chunk of change. They did pretty well. And because I had done so much work prior to that, I had a bunch of old blog posts that I had never posted on Medium that I could use as fresh material to add onto the Medium Partner Program and start earning income at kind of a faster rate. So I had this backlog of articles that I posted on the site, and that gave me the momentum. And then I was writing new pieces, and then over the span of 2 years, I was able to get it to a six-figure income. But I never got into writing for the money. And I worry for the people who are entering Medium, I worry for you that in the beginning, you're gonna get too focused on the money and you're gonna get discouraged because you're not earning enough. But you need to understand, you are initially writing to learn. You're not writing for money. This sounds really counterintuitive, but you are not writing for money. You are writing to learn. The original source of this whole idea comes from the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is a book about getting rich. And one of the most important lessons from Rich Dad, Poor Dad is to work to learn, not for money. People have fallen under this corporatist employment idea of money and time and effort. You have come to believe that you should be equally rewarded for the time that you put in at each interval. So you're so used to working at a job where you get paid the same amount per hour, you look at everything in terms of that linear dollar for hour equation. But that's not how building an audience works. That's not how writing on Medium works. That's not how the Medium Partner Program works. In the beginning, you are going to make little to no money for your articles on Medium. You are not going to make a lot of money. Oftentimes, you will be making less than a minimum wage for the hours that you put in writing your articles. But if you write to learn, if you write because you are trying to become a better writer, and you are simply using Medium to kind of let some money trickle in while you learn, instead of getting focused on how much your articles are earning, instead of getting focused on how many hours you're putting in and how much money you're getting from it, if you do it the right way, you can set yourself up to make a lot of money in the future. But if you don't do it this way, you will quit, you will get discouraged, and you will fail because you will have mistakenly equated dollars per hour output in a linear way when that's not how it works. Prime example of this, I follow a lot of writing groups on Facebook, and there are a lot of writing groups that are based on Medium. I don't really participate in them too much, A, because people in there really don't often spend much time focusing on getting better. They usually spend time in those groups complaining or whining or comparing notes about how sad and pathetic their writing careers are. Not really a good place to join and learn, but they're a good case study for what's going on in the mind of writers who are writing on Medium. And I remember one time I saw a post, and this guy was talking about how he had made $1,000 per month writing on Medium. He had his first $1,000 month, and he was really, really happy and excited about that, which he should have been. But then someone commented about the fact that if you took the average time it would have taken him to write each article, the fact that he had posted a bunch of articles on Medium just to get to that $1,000 level, they did the math and they calculated it into a wage. And it only came out to like $10 an hour or something like that. And then a lot of other people kind of chimed in, like, on the side of the person talking about the wage. They weren't on the side of the person who busted their ass and made $1,000 outside of their job, which is an amazing thing regardless of how you do it. No, they sided with the person who was talking about the hourly wage. And I was just looking at these people and they're just calculating their stats, looking at their stats and their money and their income over and over and over. Like, oh, I only made this much on this article. Oh, this article didn't get curated. Oh, didn't get the views I wanted. It's like this entitled attitude is the number one thing that is going to destroy your chances of becoming successful on Medium. If you want to become successful on Medium, you have to remove your entitlement. You have to understand that you are most assuredly going to have to write at a high volume, at a high level, consistently, getting better without getting paid a lot of money up front. You have to reconcile this in your mind right now. You have to commit right now, because I'm forewarning you. You are not going to make a bunch of money right away, and it is going to affect you weirdly in a psychological way because you are so used to wage earning mentality. So prepare yourself. Start using this counterintuitive thinking now and understand that you are writing to learn. You are not writing for money right now. In the future modules, we're going to talk about how to become a better writer. We're going to talk about techniques to make your writing more persuasive and compelling. We're going to talk about techniques that will, down the road, help you make an income. But to begin, remove the idea of making money on Medium from your mind and focus heavily on becoming a better writer. If you do that, you stand a chance. If you do not, you don't. Okay. Quick little psychological tip for you to get started in this module. We have a couple more coming up. Remember, when it comes to anything in life, your mindset, the way you go about doing things, often matters more than what you're doing. Keep that in mind. You are in this for the long haul. You are in this not only to write on Medium, but to hopefully become a writer for the rest of your life. So settle in. Settle in through the course and finish this course. And settle in so that you can begin to build a writing career.